Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seats with 50 as impossible kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves fries.
Hey, everybody. I didn't do any hash oil hits today, so don't panic. Oh, lame? All right, hold on for just a minute. I'll be right back. No, I'm high, but I'm not, I didn't go crazy, which is easy to do here. My name is Doug, and I love movies and Portland. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from Helium Comedy Club. It says so right behind me on the wall, in a delightful drawing of some town. Very colorful place, wherever it is. Helium Comedy Club here in Portland, Oregon, on Saturday, March 29th, to Ocean's 13 at 4:20. And this is the part of the show where I say, show me your name tags. Let's see what kind of name tags we have. I knew there'd be a lot of them. You guys have been really good at this. We got Kate's Extreme Gluten Cookies. Now with more gluten. Silver Screen Queens, and then you just put Mike Porky on there? Pinky? Pinky, sorry. And you're wearing pink, too. All right, Pinky. And what's this? All About Jane. Oh, Ian? Ian, okay. I'm running out of leash. I can't get any further. Check this out. We went to Helium and watched Doug Benson solve a puzzle. It's very complicated. It's not gonna work. You throw me the idol, I'll throw you the whip. Here we go. All right. This is a Chucky doll, and you put a post-it on it that says your name, Brian. What an artistic achievement. Graham hates gluten. Well, that's his cross to bear. What are these pills that you're holding? Claritin. Okay, I thought they were like birth control or something. Oh, and you wrote your name on each Claritin?
Yeah.
Jess.
Yeah. Wow.
J-E-S-S. I hope that doesn't affect your, you don't miss a dosage or whatever. Whatever it is. Claritin is like allergy medicine? Okay. And Matthew has pictures of a bunch of different Matthews. This is always a fun challenge for me when this happens. We've got Matt LeBlanc. We've got Matt Damon, Matt Lauer, Matthew Broderick, Matthew McConaughey, and Matthew Fox. Yeah. That wasn't that hard. All right. Oh, there's some sort of Rice Krispie in a treat.
Bacon Rice Krispie.
Bacon Rice Krispie. Okay, can I taste it? I'm not guaranteed that you're going to get chosen, but I just want, just break me off a piece that has some bacon in it. Oh my God, what is, I'm scared of this. Can you actually grab a piece, or is it just, you have to just eat it with a knife and fork out of the pan? That's, what do you mean just take it?
How do I eat it?
I just want to eat it. Here, take it back. There's what? Oh, a fork? Oh, this is too complicated. But I gotta try this fucking thing. Yeah. All right, well, it was really good effort on your part. Thanks for bringing me a block of Rice Krispie bacon treats that are impenetrable. That's the girl from The Host? Oh, Les Miserables. She looks the same to me. All right, let me really quick get a vine of this, and then we gotta get moving, because we got lots of fun guests and stuff in store for you guys today. But now I always make a vine of the audience and all the name tags. Let me make sure that the... Can we get, like, house lights and a little less of the lights in my face? Is that possible? Is there any person near that kind of switch? No? Okay. So this is going to be more of a dreamy effect of, like... what it looks like from up here. Oh, that's better. That's good. That's real good. Thank you. All right. I'm just gonna vine across the room. Yay, Portland! You did it! I didn't get all the way over to Matthew. I'm sorry. All right. Thank you for changing the lights. And then I will post that a little later because there's no reason to delay any further. I got a couple of quick plugs here to say. As I always do. It's the night before Easter. And if you're thinking about watching a movie tomorrow that fits in with the holiday, I recommend Fatal Attraction. Dead Rabbit. That's not really... that wasn't a plug. That was just something that I wanted to say. And then I've got two more stand-up shows tonight here at Helium, and then I'll be doing stand-up at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles on Thursday, April 11th, and April 13th I'll be in Phoenix at Stand Up Live for two shows. And now it's time to look in the prize bag, you guys. There's some great stuff in here. Some Sour Patch Exploders. I love any candy with the word exploders in the title, especially spelled wrong on both ends. And then we got a book that we'll talk about when the guest gets out here. This is interesting. Somebody left some guitar strings here, and on the package, so I'm just gonna get rid of it. But on the package it says, "Please return to Nick Thune." So whoever wins has to get those to Nick Thune. And then we got a Smug Life CD. We got a couple DVDs that are fun. Oh, and this is kind of cool. A gift for you. It's a $10 gift certificate over at the Laurelhurst Theater and Pub. So, yeah. So that's a neat thing that somebody can win. And did I mention Douglas Movies T-shirt? And I think that's it. All right. Four great guests, four great comedians that are all friends of mine that are here in Portland as we speak and about to come to the stage. Please, and three of these are our fiercest, some of our fiercest Leonard Maltin Game competitors, and one newbie. Please welcome Graham Elwood, Sean Jordan, Hannibal Buress, and Sam the Ma'am Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine.
What's up? Ridiculous. Oh.
Wow, what a panel.
Woo!
Yeah.
How do we do this?
Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's start with, we'll talk to each of you about being here and what you brought for the prize bag, or maybe if you didn't bring something, but it's not your fault because, you know, it's a last minute thing. Sean Jordan is here, everybody. Local phenom.
Come on now. Sean Jordan.
You may have seen him in a... He needs a little more heat on his microphone. Or Graham,
I haven't actually
heat.
Said anything yet.
Okay,
there we go.
Sorry.
That was like the first thing I said.
I knew somebody needed some heat.
It's a little early.
But you may have seen Sean in comedy clubs around town or at the skate park.
Fuck's so fun. Why is that funny? That makes no sense. Yeah, you might see him at the skate park, that dipshit. You won't. I broke my leg recently, so I can't go skate. So I just watch a lot of movies now and get hammered.
All right, fair enough.
It's kind of
and
a
you
bummer.
brought Sour Patch Kids because you love to enjoy them while watching a film, especially the ones that exploders.
Yeah, those ones blow up in your mouth, so it's like a mouth shot. It's good. It's good stuff. You guys, you have to bring the deal is if you win, you have to bring the Sour Patch Kids with you to the Laurelhurst when you go to a movie. So do that. And I also was told it can buy one ticket, a beer, and a piece of pizza for $10. So if you're a loser like me, go by yourself and get that shit done. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I was going to say you also brought that thing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All right.
Graham Elwood is here, everybody.
Hello!
And that gentleman brought a copy of the Comedy Film Nerds Guide to Movies.
Yes, with a foreword by you, Doug Benson.
Yeah.
Also chapters by Jackie Cation, Greg Proops, and many others.
What does it say, Habitat for Humanity, on the back? What is that?
The publisher, Morgan James, gives a little portion of each book to Habitat for Humanity. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, how about that? How about read and build a house? And I'll be out in the lobby selling that and all my other stuff after the show. So get that autographed.
Oh, yeah, and you can get his Palm Strike Dance Party CD. And Palm Strike T-shirt and Palm Strike underwear.
Palm Strike
Palm
dildos.
Strike, Palm Strike day after pill.
Yeah.
Palm Strike leather socks.
Yeah. Palm Strike leather socks. Strap on Palm Strike dildo.
Okay.
Gross, Graham.
No, it's real stuff. Everyone's taking it very seriously.
The Palm Strike guide to taking it one too far.
Yes. Yes, I've got that. It's a very long book.
Sam the Ma'am Levine is back.
Yeah.
AKA Lil Wolverine.
Helium, Portland, next
you,
time in Buffalo, right,
you
Doug?
You just clear out your your closet of
horrible DVDs. Horrible DVDs.
How many of these do you have?
Those are the last two horrible ones.
Finally.
That's it.
So we've got a Backyard Fight Clubs.
Volume 3. Yeah.
As long as Meatloaf isn't in it, I'll watch it.
I don't think so.
He's the part of Fat Club I don't watch.
Yeah.
I don't need to see those man tits flapping around. And then Executions 200X?
Yeah, I think they were trying to say 2000X, but they forgot a zero. That is not an American-made DVD. I have watched it. I can assure you there are no actual executions on it. It's mostly just, like, police footage from, like, Thailand of, like... people post-accident. It's really not enjoyable at all. You shouldn't even watch it. It's just awful.
Well,
I'm thrilled it's out of my home now.
It's
but
the
here's
limited
the good news.
Collector's edition, which
but
is
here's,
nice.
Here's the good news. On my flight on the way up here, I ran into Jesus Christ, and he signed both of these because it's for Easter. He comes up to Portland.
He was with you in coach on the plane?
Well, there was only one class on the plane.
Oh, that's probably why. You were on a Jesus plane.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't have a special
area.
There
are no classes in Jesus' eyes.
I thought I saw Jesus on that flight. Was he sitting in the bulkhead and complaining about having nowhere to put his bags?
That it was an unfortunate scene. Yeah.
And our fourth guest, first time on the show, very happy to have him. He's in town performing tonight. Hannibal Buress, everybody.
Hello. Hey. What's up?
How you doing so far? You feel good about this?
I feel all right about it. I didn't know you when you said bring a CD or DVD, I thought you meant of mine.
Yeah. Oh. That's the idea.
Yeah. No, I mean, like
Graham brought his book.
Like,
yeah, yeah, like it's a chance to promote your item, but we could still mention it.
Oh, no, I thought, because I just saw people bringing like that.
No, I'm in that Fight Club DVD.
Oh.
I invented Sour Patch Kids, so yeah.
I would have just brought some DVD or something. I got some shit in my bag in the car. I don't even know what it is, but I definitely have some DVDs in there.
Yeah, my guests always have something they want to get rid of, and then they write Jesus on it. And
no, I didn't do that.
And it's a lot of fun.
I did not. I
mean,
never.
They get Jesus to Jesus on it.
Yeah.
You know.
He was very willing to give up an autograph for only $5 a piece. That's.
But let's just have Hannibal. You could just sign one of these items. What would you like to sign? You want to sign the Sour Patch
Kids? Just grabbing the Sour Patch Kids. You want to sign these?
Yeah, I'll sign those. Why not?
Put your autograph on those. That'll be a fun prize for somebody. Sour Patch Kids signed by Emmy Award winning.
Ooh, a Southpaw, ladies and gentlemen.
Waka Flocka Wild Boys. Wild
Waka
Boys.
Flocka Flame.
I love Waka Flocka Flame.
Yep, it's the real deal, guys. I can verify. So that's his real autograph.
So I'm excited. Thanks for having me, Doug. It's very dark and weird in here.
And it's the nicest day we've had all year. Yeah. We're like, fuck it, let's go inside and get hammered.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day outside, so I appreciate everybody.
I'm
going to
know no
here.
Part of it.
But I like the way this club does a great job of simulating nighttime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it.
Yeah, and so I'm high enough
and,
to not
And a windstorm, apparently.
Yeah, it's a little breezy up here.
Right under the seat, it is.
Yeah, well, you're easy breezy cover girl. Yeah.
My reputation precedes me.
Now, speaking of being easy and breezy, Graham and Sam went on a movie date together yesterday.
We sure did.
To see a movie meant for teenage girls.
Oh, big time.
Called The Host.
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's fucking Twilight in a cave. It is so bad.
This movie does not work on any level. Not even as like, ah, it's a bad movie, we'll go and have fun. No, it's just awful. It's unwatchably
and
bad.
At least the upside, though, is it's long and boring. Oh, these aliens have taken over human bodies, and there's a small group of ragtag going to fight backs. All right, awesome. Oh, no, let's just have her fucking go around. They created some
nothing,
dumb love
nothing
triangle.
Nothing happens.
Between these three actors, they all look alike.
Unidentifiable from one
we
another.
Kept going, which, one guy would walk in, hey, man, I can't believe it. And another guy, why would you do that? And we're just like, which one is this? Which one?
At least the Twilight movies, one's a vampire, one's a wolf.
Yes! One's a Latino dude, one's a pasty white vampire guy from Seattle. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking weird.
It sounds like a pretty original premise, at least, right?
Yeah, it's
gotta give him credit on that.
It's like oh god, and I like that actress. She was great in that movie, Hannah.
Yeah, Saoirse Ronan or however it's pronounced.
Schneep Schnob Ronan.
Shawshank Redemption. She's a great actress.
She's great.
You got anything positive about the movie?
I just said it. Her. That
there
girl.
Was a period of the movie that Graham was able to fall asleep in for like 12 minutes.
Very comfortable sleeping movie. Really good. If you need to catch up on your sleep in the middle of the day, that's your film.
It sounds like it also brought the two of you closer together.
It really did. It really did.
Sam and I needed a little us time.
Was this before or after your bike ride that you guys went on when you had the purple bike?
We went on a bike ride today. We have had the wondrous, most gay couple weekend. Oh,
we went to we stopped and had breakfast.
Yeah, we had
at an outdoor cafe.
We had brunch. Yeah. We went shoe shopping together.
This is all real. This is all real.
I bought these slacks and I just love them. They're comfortable. Yeah.
Did you see any dogs in the park that you're thinking about getting that breed?
We're more cat
sharing
people.
It together.
Yeah. We're more cat people.
We're a cat couple.
Cats in the park.
Yeah.
I like to go down to the Portland Cat Park.
If this any fucking city, town would have that.
If any city would do it, it's fucking Portland.
If you go like five blocks, if you go like 5 blocks that way, there's a bunch of goats hanging out in a field. Do you guys know that? It's like 5 blocks that way, there's like 15 goats just kicking it in this field. It's absurd.
Are they gluten-free goats? Are they,
probably.
Are they vegan goats?
I'm sure they have strong political viewpoints of some kind.
And do they have face tattoos?
I would imagine. One of them does. He's the bouncer at the strip club we were at last night.
Oh, sassies.
Yeah. That's why I love Portland. I came for the city of books. I stayed for the strip clubs with fine dining inside them.
You know, I didn't notice any fine dining.
Well, not at Sassy's.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying.
But there are others.
I think the strip clubs are overrated. Yep.
I agree with a lot of it. I agree with
a lot of them. A lot of them. I don't want to see a fucking hipster stripper playing peekaboo with the dude. Yeah, we saw you already. You're naked.
You can't play peekaboo after you saw her butthole.
She's going under the thing. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Shake your titties. Why are you doing that? And shit. With your glasses. I saw some stripper here. She was reading a book during her downtime. Who does that? Yeah, you're not better than us. Reading the Republic and shit. Before she shows us.
I think when you're not working, whatever you're doing in Portland, when you're not working, you're supposed to be reading a book. I think that's how it works here. The guy at the front door, 2 days running now here at this club, is so engrossed in his book, and when we show up, he asks to see our tickets before looking up to see that we're the guys that are in the show.
Yeah, and he's always very like, whoa, 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 easy guy. Hey, ho, ho, ho. Like, we're trying to rush the gate, like sneak in or something.
Let me finish this chapter.
Hey, whoa, whoa.
And then I'll look up and deal with you.
Well, have you ever read a Grisham? They're very gripping. All right, you gotta. That's fair.
Thank you, Sean. Now it's all on you. What is your favorite John Grisham movie of all time?
I don't know any.
You can't even name one? Think of Tom Cruise running.
I had to stop thinking about that to think of a Grisham movie. That's what I'm always thinking about. And now you're telling me to think of that some more. I don't know, man. Vanilla Sky.
That was such a great crime drama, the Vanilla Sky. And it took place, I think, in Memphis.
She was one of my favorite strippers last night, Vanilla Sky.
What about Memphis? You weren't into Memphis?
She had great tits, but a disfigured face.
I didn't make it up that far. I didn't.
Have you been to the movies lately, Sean, that you could remember one of them?
I don't know. I went to Lincoln a while back. I don't know. Sorry,
so last year?
Around the holidays?
I just watched Game of Thrones. I've been like balls deep in that. So I've been.
Wow.
It was good. It's gnarly. But yeah, I've been meaning to watch There Will Be Blood again. Nothing interesting about that, I know. I apologize.
I've been meaning to watch There Will Be Blood
You've been
again.
Meaning to watch it again? Is there
Godfather 2 looks interesting. You guys have seen that?
No, I haven't.
Want to watch it again? You're thinking about adopting or something?
Bastard in a basket.
This is my son and partner, Sean Jr. When I say I'm a Game of Thrones man, I think you'll agree.
Thank you.
You know, when Pete Holmes isn't here, we don't...
Yeah? No sidebar?
We don't need... No, sidebars are fine. I'm talking about the Daniel Plainview impression.
Oh, does he do those?
We get plenty of it when he's on, He doesn't...
I always miss them.
He never stops.
Oh, well, I know when to
Daniel
stop.
Daniel Plainview.
I know when the bit's over. Let's talk about it for 5 more minutes.
Yeah.
Hannibal?
What's up?
You been to the movies lately?
I saw movie 43.
42?
43.
Is it for real?
Zero reaction? Like, nothing?
It was, I was performing next to a movie theater.
Oh, movie 43.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of...
I can't believe the prequel's already coming out. Because there's a movie called 42 that's about to come out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. It's about a black baseball player or something.
Jackie Robinson?
First one ever.
No. Yeah.
Why would you know about that movie?
I know about that.
But anyway, movie 43.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of... Has anybody here seen it?
It's like a sketch movie, yeah.
Has anybody else here seen it?
No.
Oh, you said...
You right. did?
I don't think it was out here. I never saw it. Terrible.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah. It's pronounced Hannibal, but go on.
Yeah, it was pretty bad, but it was enjoyable in certain parts. It was grossed out. And I'm glad I didn't pay for it. That was one thing. It's one of the things where you say, if I paid for this, I'd have been mad. But since I didn't pay for it, it's all right. Kill time until I had to do my show. That's what I did. Saw Gangsta Squad.
No reaction again.
I mean, are people judging my experiences and shit? Just telling you what I did when I had to kill time into my show. I don't go in as a fucking cinephile, go in and say, what's next? That's where I go. What's next? I want to watch that and kill 2 hours of my life.
Gangster Squad was fun. I liked it.
Gangster Squad was good. Fun. It was a lot of killing and people talking.
Brolin just being that super hard-ass cop, like, damn, yeah. People, like, that's just fun to believe there was actually a cop like that to just fuck people up all the time.
Yeah, I enjoyed Gangsta Squad a lot. It was cool. It was guns, and it had a story. It had a conclusion. The characters got what they wanted.
There was a girl or two in there.
It had a first act. It was conflict, and it was resolution, and I enjoyed it. So...
Yeah. Now, Doug, I also saw the Spring Breakers, which I know you and I...
I knew you were going to bring it up, because
I had varying viewpoints on this.
I enjoyed it.
Yes.
But from the point of view of this is what's happening on screen is a terrible thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
And anybody with a daughter...
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't enjoy that movie.
Or who's been outside and talked to other humans recently. I would think.
There's some human interaction in it.
Yes. Has anyone here seen the picture?
Two or three people?
For every
I don't even
movie,
think they know the expression Spring Break around here.
Doug just zinged the fuck out of you.
Taking guys to church real quick.
If you were going to see the movie, just set fire to $12 and put a CD on repeat for the next 2 hours. Same thing.
There's different songs throughout the movie.
No, not about the music. The dialogue literally is in a
loop. They do
repeat
themselves a lot.
Like 6-7 times in a row, and you're like, is the projector broken? What happened?
They just keep saying Spring Break? Is that what they keep doing?
Yeah.
They just—it's this weird style thing Harmony Korine is going for.
I like Kids and Gummo. This one, I just not. Okay. I just wanted to make it about movies.
Does the movie? Does it have violence? Mm-hmm.
There's lots of violence.
Mm-hmm. Does it have people talking?
Mm-hmm. There's some talking.
I'm gonna go see that shit.
All right. There's a lot of titties. All right.
I'm seeing it.
Sold.
Sometimes they show the same boobs again. That's disappointing.
Yeah.
It's like, I already saw those.
It's like peekaboo. Didn't work for me either then.
How are we doing on time, you guys?
So good.
Now, Graham.
Killing it.
Not only do you go to see a lot of movies, but I just want to briefly mention for anybody that's a fan of podcasts that you have, that you're part of a festival.
Yeah,
that happens each year in October.
Yeah, this year the LA Podcast Festival will be October 4th through 6th in Santa Monica, and Doug Loves Movies will be one of the podcasts featured in it. So go to lapodfest.com and get your tickets today.
Yeah, it's fun. You can go and like just stay in a hotel where all the podcasts are going on. You just you know, get out of bed each day and go downstairs and watch podcasts being taped. And
we'll have this year Mark Maron and Greg Fitzsimmons coming back, Todd Glass, Aisha Tyler, Doug, as I said, and we're lining up more and more every day. Check that shit out.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah.
And you're going to, someday you're going to probably take it on the road to other cities, right?
Yeah, I think so. Once we get it built up enough, I think that's going to be the plan to take it on the
road. I think Portland can totally stand to have a podcast
festival. I think Portland would love the shit out of that, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll call it the Bike Lane Podcast Festival. The food truck face tattoo organic gluten-free Bike Lane Podcast Festival.
I tell you, I eat at the Asperger's food truck every day while I'm here.
Asperger's.
It's burgers served up by girls in hot pants.
I have an idea for a food cart. It's called Gangster Reps, and it's just like reps, and they're named after rappers. I think it would do amazing in this city. So if one of you guys wants to give me like $25,000, I want to start it. It's about what it would cost, right?
I don't have an idea for a podcast, but... If you have an Easter Bunny costume, please email me after the show.
at hannibalburris@gmail.com. I really need an Easter Bunny costume.
By this Easter? Because it's tomorrow.
By
so the clock is ticking.
7 o'clock.
All right, get out your phones, everybody. Yeah. In the audience that has that, because you should text him or, you know, email him right away.
Yeah.
Because the listeners aren't going to get this till tomorrow.
Is your email on push? Because if it's not on push, you might not get it till after 7. Well, that's a little iPhone humor, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, notification. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to.
That's all right.
It's okay.
No, that was the appropriate reaction from you and the audience.
Yeah. Listen, we all have been there before. It's just a shared human experience. Yeah. When you.
Did you make a Vine, Graham? Is that what you're doing?
Yep.
What was your caption on your Vine?
It just says DLM taping in Portland, and it shows everybody on stage and a little bit of the audience.
That is fun.
It's all inclusive.
I bet you get 74 likes on that one.
I hope so. Jesus died for your sins.
I wonder where Jesus is staying here in Portland.
What?
I wonder where he's staying.
He's staying right here. Like right there.
Oh.
At the DoubleTree?
No, he's a big Hilton guy. He's a Diamond member with Hilton's.
He stays at the Hilton, but he hangs out at the bar at the Ace a lot.
Going deep on the local references, I guess. I thought I saw him over at the Douglas Fir. Well, this is a part of the show where I like to say, let the games begin.
Yeah! Oh.
We are Portland's reckoning. Take control, Portland. Take control of your bike lanes.
Hannibal, did you see Dark Knight Rises?
No.
Oh.
Had to think about it?
No, I didn't see it, no. Wait, which one is that?
The most recent one. No, with the guy with Bane with the mask on his face.
Oh, no, I heard so much about Bane.
You just heard two pretty bad impressions of Bane.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I meant to see it, but it just kind of, you know, it's one of those things in life that I didn't catch up on. Like Cougar Town. I always meant to catch up on Cougar Town. But it just got behind.
Those tough decisions.
Yeah, Dark Knight Rises is like Cougar Town.
I always meant to. I never...
They drink a little more wine in Dark Knight Rises.
Hey, I downloaded the full season of Cougar Town on iTunes. And I only watched like 2 episodes, man. It's a fucking waste. And I travel so much. I got the time.
Well, good luck in your Cougar Town endeavor.
Thank you, man. Can I get a Jameson ginger ale, please? Can you order drinks on pot? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, sure you can. What would you like?
Jameson ginger ale.
A little Jameson and ginger ale. It's a classy drink.
And a Hefeweizen, please.
And no one's listening to us order these drinks.
It doesn't help that I said it like the biggest coward in the world. And a Hefeweizen, please.
Could I have an Iguala protein shake? Could I have an Iguala protein shake?
Run down the street.
Yes, you can go to Frederick Myers and get yourself one, Graham.
Done. Sold.
A Kettle One and soda is what I'm having. And Sam's good with the water.
Oh, I'm very good with that water.
All right.
It came from Fiji.
So let's see what happens. Let's see if we get those drinks. I put a pillow under... I almost set a pillow under my tooth the other day.
What?
I slept funny on it. This first game that we're going to play is called IMDb because IMDb.
That was
it's true.
Right there.
I understand. Mm-hmm. I understand now. Yeah. I get it.
I respect
so true.
That. I
see what you did.
This is a game about On the IMDb site, they have the 250 top movies as voted on by users, and wow. I think that moves around a little bit what order things are in, but as of right now, out of the 250 top vote-getting movies on IMDb, which movie, we'll go down the line, we'll start with Sam and go to Hannibal, but each person just name what you think is the movie that's ranked higher on their list between Star Wars, A New Hope, and Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. The original, and then the, in my opinion, far superior sequel. Which one?
Well,
I really wasn't sticking my neck out too far with that opinion.
Fucking risk taker.
But which one ranks higher?
I don't know. I'm going to say Star Wars. A New Hope ranks higher.
What do you think, Hannibal?
I'm not... and so the next generation... Say it again? One more time. The New Hope is the sequel, right?
New Hope was the very first Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Also known as...
And Empire Strikes Back is like the Star Wars crew goes to Cougar Town.
All right,
Star Wars
Strikes
is
Back.
Episode 4, and Empire Strikes Back is Episode 5.
Okay.
Out of a 6-film trilogy.
I know Empire Strikes Back, because I never even heard of New Hope. This is me. I've never seen any of the Star Wars movies, even though they have talking and violence. I miss some of them. You can't catch them all. So I'm going with Empire Strikes Back. Yeah, don't judge my experiences, yo. We've seen different stuff in life.
Sean, what do you think?
I'm going to say Empire Strikes Back. I mean, it's pretty. I think that's a pretty easy one, right? I got to start projecting. It's a little too early in the day. I apologize. I'll start projecting. Empire Strikes Back, motherfucker. That's what I think.
Oh, the drinks are here.
Thank you.
Oh, they're big round.
Thank you so
tip
much.
Tip your waitstaff, everybody. They're working
thank
very hard.
Thank you so
hard.
Much.
No Kettle One and
for
soda for you.
Everybody but me drinks.
No.
That you was
want,
great.
You want to share my Fiji water?
I think I ordered mine too slow. They might not have heard it. But that's okay. I can suck on the ice.
You want,
of
you
my
want
last
someone?
Beverage. Just no, take... but can you believe the size of that thing?
It's crazy.
You got a show tonight,
I
right?
I know. I hope it's going to be a different show at the Aladdin tonight. No refunds.
You had your drink on when you showed up on my Benson interruption in Austin, right?
Yeah,
that was
pretty...
fun. You're hilarious when you're drunk.
I get for podcast stuff and short sets. I have drink, but when I do my headliner shows, I really don't drink right before the show.
Except for tonight,
we got a little bit of a buffer because we're done here at 6. My show's at 8. So I got a little time to sober up. I'll do some Bikram real quick. Get it out of my system. Now we're going to do Bikram. I'm going to sit and text.
You can knock out one of those Cougar Towns. That'll sober you.
Yeah, probably. Hook up some Cougar Town and then just really... I like how the characters interact with each other on there. It's real goofy, but it's kind of self-aware in its goofiness.
Graham, what do you think?
Man, the obvious choice is A New Hope.
Yeah, it's so obvious that almost half the panel's gone the other way.
Oh, yeah, the Cougar Town and the skateboard panel? This is the fuck we're talking about here? Yeah.
Again, how the fuck does that make me an idiot if I ride a skateboard?
Nah, man.
I don't understand the logic on this. It makes no sense.
I'm sorry. The last time movie you saw was Lincoln after you broke your leg when we were working together in Milwaukee.
And that's one of the reasons why I don't like you anymore. One of the many.
Graham, show him your new pants. That wins you friends.
Fuck, these are so good, these new pants.
Start going on bike
rides.
This
is not a joke. Graham Elwood talked for 15 minutes today at breakfast about how much he loves his new pants.
Love them. They're so comfortable.
15 fucking minutes.
And they were on sale.
Telling me the sale. They were in different colors.
Gorgeous. Right off the rack. I pull the tags off. I put them on. I'm on stage with them. Bam. That's fucking how good goes down. So yeah, Star Wars: A New Hope.
Okay, and my guess is kettle and soda.
Doug, I think you're the winner.
And coming in at number 11 on the list is, of course, Empire Strikes Back, and A New Hope is at number 16.
Yeah!
Yeah, man!
Right.
Hell
right.
Yeah!
That's what time it is. That's what fucking time it is.
This is exciting, Doug. I like this. Thanks for having me, Doug.
Winning is fun. Drinking's fun, too.
They come
especially
together.
When all your friends are drinking. Are you pacing yourself, Sam? Why are you on the water tonight? Today. I guess it is only like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I try not to do my drinking until the sun's gone down, usually.
The sun is down in here, buddy.
That's true.
Yeah, look at the stars.
All right.
It's a beautiful night in here. Beautiful night for some kettle and soda.
I could just go grab it.
The next game we're going to play is called ABCD's Nuts! Yeah. ABCD's Nuts, since who were the two people that said Empire? It was
the middle.
And Hannibal.
Yeah.
Hannibal and Sean?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll start with you then, Sean, and then we'll go to Graham, and then by the time it gets around to Hannibal, he will have figured out how this game works. As a new guest on the show.
I don't know.
We are going to spell, in this particular case, since we're here, we're going to spell the word Portlandia.
Ooh.
Portlandia. We're going to say, and we're going to start. Sean, the object of this game, Hannibal, is just when it's your turn, you get the next letter, and you have to name any movie that starts with that letter.
Yeah, I feel
any
it. Movie. I already got mine ready.
And if you...
I already had an A pick,
and
though.
And if you match it up, if you match up with me what I wrote down prior to the show, then you are the automatic winner of the game.
Okay.
And it sounds difficult, but Colin Quinn did it.
Well, he's a legend.
So anyone can.
It's a goddamn legend.
That's, I often say that, like, could Colin Quinn do this? I think he could. I got it.
Okay, so we start with you, Sean. You get the letter P.
Predator.
Predator is a great one, and that's correct. But I went with Pulse starring Sam Levine.
Are they talking
You're
about
the
Sam
only person who's ever even referenced Pulse. So thank
I've seen
you.
It had Kristen Bell, too, right? That one?
Yeah.
Is that Pulse? Yeah.
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 That's the one.
A little bit of Kristen Bell.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it.
My only memory from that movie is how violently ill I got shooting it in Romania. That's it.
I wish this was a story where we were... A story. Fuck it. I wish this was a podcast where you could tell your stories about... Yeah, you get the idea.
I do.
The next letter to Graham is O.
Ocean's 11.
Oh, that's a very good movie to bring up for the letter O. I went with One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Yes, because it was filmed partially in Salem, Oregon, where I will be on August 8th at the Grand Theater.
Ah, nice.
Nice plug.
I like that.
Nice job.
Come around to Sam with the letter R.
Rain Man.
Oh, that's a good one. I picked Rooster Cogburn, which was filmed in Bend, Oregon. Here we go, Hannibal. You get T. That's an easy one, because you could, of course, just pick a movie that begins with the.
Yeah.
But
I'm not,
you might be more creative than that.
Yeah, I'm very creative.
All right, what do you got?
Terminator.
I think you mean The Terminator.
Yeah.
The Terminator.
Or Terminator 2.
Two.
I don't think there's a duh in Terminator 2,
no.
Right?
No, they dropped it.
Toy Story.
What do you mean there isn't on Terminator, the first one? Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh, shit. Thank you, sir.
How much?
Fuck this podcast. I'm out of here.
Wow, he literally has the poster. That is impressive.
I gotta look this shit up. I gotta double check with Leonard.
It's on the poster, right?
I can
there.
See the poster.
Yeah.
You ever hear of Photoshop?
Oh, how fucked up would that be if he sat at home and he was like, I'll bet you I'm gonna argue with Doug over the in front of Tim.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it off this poster.
Guys.
God damn it.
It's my motherfucking angel over there, yo.
Yeah.
I was prepped for Ardo anyway.
Next week when you come back, you'll be like, it's just color purple, Doug.
Verify, Sam.
According to Leonard Maltin.
The Terminator.
It's the Terminator.
Yeah.
Okay. According to Leonard Maltin.
Posters sometimes don't say what's really actually the title. There's not a seven in the name Seven. Sometimes for the art of the poster, they mess with it.
Yeah.
So we'll call this one a draw, my friend.
It's a good battle. A good battle between two worthy opponents. I kind of stammered a little bit because I was prepped to do an R and I was ready to just say Rango. But.
Well, I went with, for tea, I went with Twilight, of course, because it was filmed in Portland and all around Oregon.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And this audience seems moved about that.
They seem super into it.
Yeah.
Sean?
I thought you were going to say Sun. Get real gangster.
Sun.
I can't stop thinking of Tom Cruise running, so I'm going to say Legend. That's what I'm going to say.
He jumps and runs in that.
He does a lot of shit.
And I went with a motion picture called Lafghanistan. Starring Graham Elwood and available. What format's it available in, Graham?
You can just go to comedyfilmers.com and it's a pay what you think is fair download.
Pay what you think is fair?
Yeah, you can get
so,
it for a penny.
Any chance we can get money out of you? Like, send me the movie in $2?
Yeah. Just email me. I'll send you $2 in the mail.
You don't have to take that.
No, but it was a plug. So Doug wove in a plug. That was really nice. It was a nice plug. It was a nice plug.
Your letter's A.
And justice for all.
Oh, that's fun.
Just like when we'll be at the Wow Hall, April 21st, Doug, in Eugene, Oregon.
What?
What does WOW stand for again?
Woodsman of the World.
That's hilarious.
Woodsman of the World, unite.
I do like Woodsman of the World Hall better than WOW Hall. WOW Hall sounds like we're going to be expected to dance. A.
That was A.
That was
oh,
A.
Was? Oh, yeah. I need to say what I wrote.
All right, Fonz.
A. Hey, can you guys hang on a second? They're having trouble with the jukebox in the other room.
No.
I went with, are you there? Are we there yet? Are you there yet? That's a more existential Ice Cube movie. No, I went with, are we there yet? Which was filmed in Oregon. And then, who's next?
It's me for N.
N for you.
And I think I'm catching on to your game, so I'm going to say not another teen movie.
You matched, motherfucker!
Thank you very much.
Match!
I knew that was going to happen. I knew it.
I'm wise to your tricks, Benson.
Oh, that's fun.
Because no one would have picked Pulse. Come on. That movie's dreadful.
You might have if you'd have gotten to go first.
Yeah. Unlikely.
If you'd have been a winner in that last game, then you would have gone first, and you could have shut it down immediately.
I could have.
D, Drugstore Cowboy, filmed in Oregon. I, Into the Wild, filmed in Oregon. And A.
And a little
Abe,
South Dakota.
A. Abe Lincoln in Illinois. filmed partially in Eugene. Where I will be at the Woodsman of the World Hall on April 21st. You beat me to the plug. It's like a horrible incident at a gay sex party.
Wow. I feel like I'm just laughing because I heard gay sex party, but I didn't get the rest of it.
Here's another thing that might make you laugh. A kettle and soda.
That worked. It made me laugh. You're right. I'm laughing.
This is going to be interesting because I'm going to stop the show until I get it.
I'm gonna ask for one and see if I get it quicker. Can I get a kettle and soda, please?
You sneaky bastard. You speak more on their wavelength. Them.
Are they all skateboarders?
There's some sort of other. The staff, the way they squirm in and out of here. Dark clothes, keeping their head down. Here comes another one.
Jesus. Why are you making it so creepy?
Here comes another one. Before we play the Leonard Maltin game, we have to go through a little thing called Show Us Your Name Tags.
Oh, snap.
Wow.
Whoa.
Where's the Claritin gel?
Oh, she's right over there.
This is crazy.
Sam's got allergies. So he wants the Claritin.
Yo, this is crazy as fuck, yo.
Just in time.
I'll take that tray of stuff.
What's happening right now?
They got any brownies over there?
Just pick any name tag you like.
These people just
maybe
have like
Terminator, okay. Hannibal.
Skulls on a stick.
Terminator would be a good one for you to pick.
These are
okay,
awesome.
He's going to look around a little bit.
Portland, you guys go all
Doug,
out for this shit.
Did you know that on the D on the Claritin, she wrote Doug on every single one of them?
Oh, that's nice.
Claritin Doug is what these drugs are, evidently.
I love people lighting up their signs with their phones.
Portland, I am impressed.
Hannibal is really...
You guys came
to
play.
Yeah, no shit, that's rad.
Scram is still looking, too?
All right, I got to go with this one. Georgia, she goes, Graham hates gluten. That's her sign.
Let me see it.
pretty clever. Pretty clever.
You look surprised.
Oh, Hannibal's got something.
Oh, yeah, I saw that at Target.
Yeah, suck yeah, that tranny
it's,
cock.
It's Belle from...
What?
I don't know. That's what I said, and that's what
that's,
made me get it.
All right, all right.
Is that like Belle from Beauty and the Beast?
It is Belle from Beauty and the Beast, but it is also it's a cup with a straw attached to it, and the straw is most unfortunately placed approximately where Belle's penis would be if it were not covered by her dress.
Belle,
I thought it looked like a pump-action emergency abortion.
No.
I thought it was some weird homemade bong situation happening.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't rule that out.
It
looks like
it's the Belle
work,
of the bong. That's amazing.
Sweet as hell.
I love it. And her name's Denise.
Yeah.
Okay. It's actually Belle got a sex change and it's Dennis with an E.
So Hannibal's playing for Denise. And Sean, what you took the
Yeah, I appreciate the effort of making something.
The bacon.
But your name isn't anywhere.
Yeah, I spelled it in peanut butter chips.
Oh, you did?
Oh, wow. Shit.
Hold on.
Rachel in peanut butter chips.
See that?
I
knew what I was doing.
I do like peanut butter chips a lot.
Those chips have hash in them. Or they don't. Does this have any?
No, I tried to get some of my mom's medical butter, but...
I tried to score some for my mom. Are you in middle school?
Ladies and gentlemen, only in America is medical butter a fucking thing.
There's nothing in here, right?
These are straight up...
Okay. Oh, there is bacon in there, though.
Oh, that's great. So these are straight up.
Didn't I hear there was hash? Am I here?
Because if it's weed in there.
Did I accidentally do hash earlier? And that's what I heard?
The bacon has crystal meth in it, but there's no weed.
It's pretty good.
I ordered biscuits. I want my medical butter on my biscuits.
Yeah. Because if there's weed in here,
the doctor
to...
said I have to have it.
It'd be a fucking gnarly second.
Yeah.
I really like the bacon in there.
Uh-oh.
Good job.
Thank you.
Do you rub, there's like this shit, I drew crystal.
Oh, but
over?
Now your name tag's ruined. Sorry, Achel.
You don't sound sorry.
And while we were waiting,
what a mouthful
Doug,
of name tag. You
got
sorry.
Your kettle and soda.
I did get my kettle and soda. It's been sitting here for a while. Yeah.
Just want everyone to know he's okay.
No, they do a great
listening
job.
Listening at home.
They do
I
a
want
great job here.
To know.
So you're playing for Jess, Sam, and she brought the birth control
pills. She brought, I guess these could be birth control, because...
It's the worst birth control.
If you had allergies and you didn't take these, it would be very hard to do that.
Or you could duct tape one of those.
Claritin Dugs, ladies and gentlemen. Claritin Dugs. All right.
Thank you, Sam.
No problem. You had your mouthful.
I'm busy eating, you're filling the space. I love it. You're a great sidekick.
Thanks, pal.
And Graham, what's the name of yours again?
Georgia.
Okay.
That's more exciting. Zero reaction.
All right, so Sam won that last game, so he gets to go first.
Oh, boy.
Then we'll go back in the other direction. We'll go to Graham, Sean, Hannibal. Hannibal, this game is it's called the Leonard Maltin game because we use the Leonard Maltin movie reviews.
Oh.
And you get clues. And then...
He's going to win. You know he's going to win.
I just love his sense of wonder. His woodsman of wonder. You'll get the idea of it as we go along.
That was the worst way to explain it.
It's hard to explain it completely, but
yeah.
I think you'll get the hint. It's like Name That Tune, but with actor names and movie titles instead of notes and songs.
That was a good game.
The reviews are in.
Is Cougar Town one of the answers today, Doug? Because otherwise, I don't think he's going to do very well.
I think
it's all right,
he can
guys.
Be pretty good
it was
at
just
it.
A joke.
It was just a joke. Okay. So you get to pick a category, Sam.
Okay.
And you get to choose between these three.
Yes.
Would you like, from at Arnold Was Taken on Twitter, suggested, two's Company, three's a Cloud Atlas. Mm. And that's movies where an actor plays multiple roles.
Ooh.
Yeah. Or at Yo-Yo Dine Inc. suggested, Are We There Yet? And that's movies that take place in Russia.
Of course.
Ha! Probably don't have Ice Cube in them. And, or children. And at Spearms, Spearms, suggested Back to the Fuhrer. And that's World War II movies.
Oh. That's exciting. Let's go with Back to the Fuhrer.
Okay. Would you like a World War II movie from 2001 or 2001?
2001, please.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
From 2001.
Yes.
Leonard gave this movie 2.5 stars.
Okay.
He says about this movie... That he says it's based on a novel.
Oh.
And he also says that that the characterizations in this film are inconsistent.
Hmm.
Yes.
Hate when that happens.
Great clues as always.
As always, Doug.
8 names are listed.
All right.
So how many names do you think, Sam Levine, it will take you to discern the name of this movie reading from the bottom of the cast list up to the number one lead star of the motion picture?
I will say 7 names.
Okay. Smart opening bid. We go to Graham Elwood.
I will go 5.
Fuck you, dude.
A little bit of a... What do you think, Sean?
I don't know, man. 4? What are you shaking your head for, lady? You don't have any confidence in me? It hurts.
Okay, so Hannibal, here's what you can do.
Yeah.
You can either bid less names.
Okay.
Which means you'll hear less names if you get challenged by Sam after you bid less.
Oh.
Or you can challenge Sean and say, name that movie... with the meager 5 names.
4.
4 names.
Just calm
that,
down.
That's right, bitch.
The second part sounds more exciting, right?
Yeah. Well, if you ask him to name it and he fails, then you get the point. If you bid lower and then Sam asks you to name it, then you could potentially...
Or I could continue to bid.
Yeah.
Oh.
Could go either way.
Challenge. Hell yeah, challenge.
Challenge!
Who the fuck you think you are, man?
Graham, I think you're right. Hannibal is going to win today.
Who the fuck do you think you are, dude? It's crazy, man.
I think I'm scared.
I try not
scared.
To, push for anything, but I think you did the right thing. I was hoping that's what you would do. So Hannibal says, name it, Sean. And would you like the clues again?
No. I don't know it. And I highly doubt I will.
Let me give you the 4 names. It might help. Patrick Malahide was in this movie.
Heidi!
Yeah.
You're going to have to narrow it down a little bit. I'm very familiar with the entire catalog.
Oh, man.
Piero Maggio.
Well, yeah, I know.
Was in this. Irene Pappas.
Don't crinkle your brow every time. I don't know.
And David Morrissey.
I don't know. I think somebody just
plays the governor on Walking Dead.
I just got a text, and I think it was somebody texting me what the movie is.
What?
I bet you that's what it is. I haven't checked it yet.
Give me your phone. Let me see it.
What if it's something weird, like I tested positive or something?
You have an unprofessional doctor then.
Yeah. He just sent you a plus sign in the text. Sorry, bro. A plus sign and a sad face. That's what the text is.
Is the movie HIV? Is that what it is? I don't know, man. Pearl
just
Harbor.
Think
I don't
of
know.
A World War II movie that might have come out in 2001.
Pearl Harbor?
No, I'm sorry.
You're not sorry.
The remaining names are Christian Bale, John Hurt, Penelope Cruz, and Nicolas Cage. And it's called Captain Corelli's Mandolin.
Whoa.
I was thinking Wind Talkers.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah, what, is yeah, that? What the fuck the was
other,
that?
The other Nick Cage
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, dude, come on. Sandbagging me. I don't need that.
Well.
So Hannibal Buress is on the board, you guys.
Wow. All right. Yeah. I do this for the people.
Welcome to another episode of Anyone Can Win.
Honestly.
You just got to believe, yo.
I'm yes.
The, what year did
just
Pearl Harbor
believe in yourself.
I'm the Florida Ghost Gulf Coast of this shit, man.
Here's the thing. I don't know that most of the panel would have gotten that with all the names.
It's a tough one, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a odd title.
Yes, it is.
But yeah. I'll always remember it for that very reason. Because, you know, Captain Corelli had a lot of items.
That's true.
Somehow the mandolin got top billing.
He had a zither, a lute, that scrapey thing with the other little stick.
I didn't mean he had a lot of instruments.
Oh, I see. Just things
I mean,
in general.
It could be Captain Corelli's spatula.
You guys still talking about that movie that you made up for this game?
Okay, so since Hannibal, who was left out of that? Which way were we going? Who's next? Graham would start us next, right? Well, or the other way. We're coming the other way. Sam starts it off if, again?
It depends okay, which
yeah.
way you wanted to
then
go.
Then we'll go to Sam. I mean, we'll go Sam, then to Hannibal.
Okay.
Right? What? All right. And because he challenged. And Sam gets to pick between at Glenn Rausch, R-A-U-C-H,
mm-hmm.
Suggested Four Weddings and a Funeral, and that's the films of Frank Sinatra, because he had four wives and now he's dead.
And now he's dead. That's pretty good.
That's one of the best that's categories a really good category. I've ever heard.
That's awesome.
That's ridiculously good.
That's a very,
rad.
Very well done.
I'm halfway there.
That guy is my winner for today.
On a sad note, we have a rest in peace category.
Oh, no.
Yeah, just because this guy's cool, British actor Richard Griffiths died. This won't be the answer, but he was in many of the Harry Potter films.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so a category dedicated to him. And then since tomorrow's Easter, well, not because tomorrow's Easter, but tomorrow is Easter, and just celebrating a birthday tomorrow is Ewan McGregor.
Oh!
So the films of Ewan McGregor.
All
his
right.
birthday isn't always on Easter, because you know He's Easter is slippery.
Yeah. Is it? I see that.
It's not locked down like Christmas.
No.
Lock that shit down, Easter.
I'll try Ewan McGregor movies then. Oh,
which one?
Ewan McGregor.
Okay.
Because of Easter, Sunday, birthday.
Would you like a Ewan McGregor movie from 2012 or 2006? I'm sorry, excuse me, five. Five.
Mm.
Print is very small.
Yeah.
I need glasses.
2012
Hannibal.
Or 2005.
Lend me your glasses.
I will say 2012.
That's a lot of names.
Great.
Great. Oh, I forgot which part we were at. I thought you were bidding.
Keeps it interesting.
You're talking about that gay sex party again?
So right. Cold.
This movie is from 2012.
Yeah.
Leonard gives it 3 stars.
All right.
Ewan McGregor is in it. Leonard calls it pleasantly whimsical.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And again, this one was based on a novel.
I don't know.
And he lists 8 names. How many names do you need to get it in, Sam? There's a guy back there that says 0.
0. I guess he can name it in 0.
So we're impressed that you could do that, sir.
Thanks, man.
God, I'm going to say 6 names.
Okay, so Hannibal, you can go lower, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
I mean,
or you could say Sam, name that movie. But if you bid 1 lower, then there's a chance that Sean, you know, might bid lower than you.
Yeah.
Could, you know.
I'm saying 4.
Look
there
at
you
me.
Go.
4 yeah. names.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is, but the title's throwing me off a little bit.
Well, oh.
I think. Well, so if I get this wrong, does Hannibal win?
No, because you're going to have to bid, and then Graham is the one that's going to challenge you. So Graham would get a point. Right. So we'd still be in play. It wouldn't end the game.
Okay, so let's say I have to guess it. Graham gets the point if I get it wrong.
Graham challenges you, but Graham may take off another number.
Yeah, he might, dude. I know.
You don't know what he's going to do.
I know.
Yeah.
Loose cannon! Yeah.
Screaming at me doesn't really help anything when I'm trying to concentrate.
Why don't you have me come with you to the park and say, hey, if I go slide down this thing, will I break my leg?
That's
what
how
about that over there? What if I do an ollie off of that thing over there?
I'll say -1, I guess, if I'm going to do it. I'll try.
Negative
I'll give it a shot.
-1 name.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
I think I got
the
title.
I didn't want this to happen in front of you, Hannibal, because I have to explain it now.
This is
-1 means that Sean is saying that he can guess the name of the movie and the top billed performer in the movie. He has to get both to get it. So now Graham.
I see that's a very intense thing to do. The crowd was moved by it. This woman over here. This woman over here put her hands on her face, Macaulay Culkin style, and said, Jesus Christ! So, that's a strong move, man.
Right when I said -1, a lady had a baby right when I said
that. Missed it, though. You missed it, though. Just a few seconds ago, I saw her putting shaving cream in her hand. Not shaving cream. What did he use? Shaving aftershave. God damn it.
Oh,
aftershave. Okay. Why would she need aftershave? Okay, so -1, Graham.
Yeah, name that movie.
Okay, so you need to tell me the name of the movie and don't react until we've heard both because he's got to name the top billed person in this movie.
Yeah, don't go, Jesus Christ!
Well, what if he left the hotel and he's watching and somebody sees him? They can't just scream. Is it, okay, salmon fishing in the Yemen? And then Ewan McGregor. No?
Salmon fishing in the Yemen.
Is it Emily Blunt?
Emily Blunt.
Fuck you, dude.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No! I could have just said...
Unbelievable. Oh, that's terrible.
Jesus. So if I would have just said 0, so would you have guessed -1? Or you just didn't know it?
No, I was pretty sure it was salmon fishing in the
Yemen.
Okay,
so the -1 is what made you not guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
So I'm still a G. I still got it.
Because I was.
Wow.
Because I didn't know who was in the 2 position, so that's why I didn't go -2.
How is Emily Blunt top billing?
That sounds to me like a Gina Davis, Tom Hanks, A League of Their Own situation.
Sure.
That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah. Someone's getting pushed.
Leonard got it wrong. That's what happened.
What order does it say on the Terminator poster?
Wait, I think you said Emily Blunt is first on that too. Which is weird. You do too much Photoshop, man.
All right, so Graham Elwood's on the board with 1 point.
Oh, yeah!
Whoa.
It's a hollow point.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, that was...
I'm so happy no one
I think it was the Baja. The Baja
one person.
Men, I
think.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't have to get into that. I never heard of that movie a day in my life.
I just think of like a day that you heard of it and then forgot it. I heard about that movie one day in my life. But
is it a good movie though? Is it good?
Emily
I know
Blunt,
it's whimsical.
No, it's, good. It's a good movie.
Emily
it's
Blunt's on point.
All right.
It's,
yeah.
a good, yeah. it's a good film.
All right, we start with Sam again.
I am really stinking up the joint today. Sorry. Very upset with myself.
I call it Sam fishing in the Yemen. all right, you get to pick a category.
All right.
And then we'll go to Graham over there.
Yes.
Switch the order up. And you get to choose between O'Rourker, like the name O'Rourke with an R at the end of it. Mm-hmm. O'Rourker on Twitter suggested Snakes on a Plane. And that's movies where Kurt Russell flies.
Ah.
Because Snake Plissken is on a plane.
Got it.
Yeah. And then there's at Rye Way Clark, R-Y Way Clark, suggested The Phantom Dennis, and that's movies where Dennis Leary can be heard but not seen.
Mm. Whoa.
That is rich.
Damn.
Oh, that's dripping.
And your third option, suggested by someone on Twitter named Snitty. Yeah. S-N-I-T-T-Y, Snitty, suggested Jeopardy.
Movie starring
this
Alex Trebek?
Is Jeopardy. No, movies that have a question mark in the title.
Oh.
Boom.
I see.
Oh.
I like the first category, Snakes on a Plane.
Okay, Snakes on a Plane.
Oh, don't be so upset. We're still going to play. You can still guess. People are like, upset that I picked that category. People, like the game's over.
People in the audience yell out what we should be doing on stage the whole time. That's like if you were standing nearby a poker table watching people play going, fold! I can't see your cards. I have no idea what's happening. Fold! Bet it all! Really? What do you have, a hunch? 3 stars for this movie, Sam.
Ooh, what year?
That has, I'm getting there.
All right.
Has Kurt Russell flying in it. It's from 1996.
Uh-huh.
Leonard says about this movie that there's a situation and there's also a solution.
Mm.
Yeah.
And
are you sure it wasn't Hannibal saying it about that movie?
And there's, you know what else there is, Doug? There's a bit of -1.
He says it has a misfired reel.
That's all right.
And he lists the final reel is misfired. That's all what right. I meant to say. And he lists 8, 9, 10, 13 names.
-1.
I know you keep all saying right, that, I'm but let me finish the process.
No, I'm going to start. I'm going to tell you how many
names
before
Alex
there are.
Is finished saying the thing.
All right.
Oh.
-1 says Sam Levine, Graham Elwood.
Damn it.
You guys should be looking at each other.
There's a long time rivalry
Sam's
between
doing his
these
part.
Two. Serious rivalry between the two of them.
It's called a prison stare, dude. Mad Dog.
All right.
I know, Graham, I know you know what the movie is. There's no possible way you could have any. I have no idea what the second name could possibly be. There's so many.
Is there a -2 that you can do?
That's what Graham could
Graham.
Do. Yeah, it's on Graham. It's on Graham right now.
And what does that mean?
Means you're not. You're probably not going to gain a point or lose one.
I mean, I've got inklings, Graham, but...
You're just sitting there helplessly while Graham thinks.
Graham, just remember, if I get it wrong, you win the game. If I get it right, the game continues.
Wow.
That's a...
He's a pushy contestant.
Yeah. No, I'm just... I wanted to make sure Hannibal knew how the game worked.
I'd love to see you on Jeopardy. Hey, you shouldn't bet
you
too
shouldn't,
much.
Don't bet so
in
much.
Final Jeopardy because...
Don't bet so much. If you bet that much.
I'm going to bet it all.
Do you know how aggravated I get watching Jeopardy and watching people fuck up Final Jeopardy bids?
I can imagine.
It's one of the most aggravating things. Because let me tell you how it works on Jeopardy very quickly while Graham ruminates over this. Producers literally walk up to you when they go to that commercial break and tell you the amounts you need to bet if you're the guy in the lead or if you're in second place, like what you should bet to box out the third place guy, and then people still fuck it up.
They're under a lot of pressure, Sam.
Oh, my God.
What do you say, Graham?
Well, I'm either giving a point to Sam or to Sean. So I'll go.
Oh, interesting.
What's up, Playboy? I gave you one earlier.
How magnanimous of you.
Or I could fucking negative three it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could. And Hannibal could go
then
negative
Hannibal,
four.
Then Hannibal would win.
That'd be.
That was rude.
That'd be rude.
That was rude. That was uncalled for.
Oh, was I being dissed?
No.
Oh. I was
making fun of Sean.
Okay. Sam, that was a great tidbit about Jeopardy. I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Hannibal. Thought you guys should know that.
All right, I'm going to wager that Sam doesn't know what this is. Name that movie.
Okay, so you got to name the movie and the top billed performer in it.
Gosh, I sure hope I'm right. Otherwise, Grandma was the winner. Is it Executive Decision starring one Kurt Russell?
That's correct.
Yes!
Whoa.
Who's number two? Got to be Halle Berry?
Yeah,
is
who's
number
in the
two Halle
position?
Berry? Or Steven Seagal?
Steven Seagal, then Halle
what?
Berry.
Yeah,
Steven Seagal was
Johnny
built higher than Halle Berry?
Yeah.
I did not know it was a two position.
Yeah.
Joe Morton.
The two is two, because I
would have
said
negative two, and he probably would have said name it, and then he would have got a point. So I was figuring out where to spread the points around. God damn it.
Yeah. All I could think of.
We're still in it.
All I could think of was Con Air. Was he even in that?
No,
Nicolas Cage looked like him, but he had that weird hair and a wife beater, which I can see. I can see Kurt Russell just in a wife beater all the time. Like if I was real drunk, I'd be like, yeah, it's Kurt Russell. What are you talking about? Fuck out of my face. That's not Kurt Russell. I know it's Kurt Russell.
So, Graham, just real quick, you decided to give the point to Sam rather than Sean?
Well, I was taking a gamble that maybe Sam was over, because I was like, it's probably Executive Decision, but I was like, unless you're going to throw in, because you, that curveball with that fucking Mr. Wumples fucking movie or whatever you had in there that none of us knew, I was like, did you pick some obscure...
Mr. Mumples?
Whatever.
He's talking about Captain Corelli's mandolin.
This is a long explanation for a yes or no question. It sounds like you're trying to lie.
Yeah, Captain Corelli's, that thing threw me. So I was like, did he pick another fucking obscure movie? And then Sam is going to be wrong and I'm going to win. So I was taking the chance on getting a second point.
Yeah. Instead, I picked Executive Decision, one of the greatest films, one of the most memorable works of cinema.
That's like faking a knee injury at the Super Bowl, so you don't.
You have stopped nothing.
All right, so that was an interesting strategy. Might lead to Sam winning everything.
I'm not confident in a four-man panel.
I'm excited about Sean making a big comeback here and getting us into a four-way tie situation. I really want to see it happen. But what happened on that last one?
Graham gets to pick. Oh, no, not Graham. Sean gets to pick the next category.
And because Graham challenged
Graham challenged me. And
okay, Sean, then Graham, then Sam, and maybe Hannibal. Sorry you're getting boxed out, buddy.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. You want more Jeopardy tidbits.
That was really good. I was always wondering, do they do the math right there? And that's a good thing that they just give them the...
They tell them what to do.
You don't want to be doing math and shit when you're trying to think of presidential trivia.
No. Where they don't help you is with the daily double amounts to bet. That they think of on the fly.
Yeah.
And that's even more infuriating to watch people. Like, there's eight questions left. You're going to put it in a position where he's got to answer every single question, right?
Yeah.
People don't. They don't think enough. God, I watch Jeopardy every day.
Were you on Team Jeopardy?
I was not. My father was on actual Jeopardy, though, when I was a kid, yeah.
Are you one of the types, even if you're at home by yourself, you say the answer out loud?
Sometimes. If it's, like, so obvious, I don't waste the vocal power.
Right.
But like,
yeah, you just sit there with that Sam face on.
I just sit there and I go, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. <Dog face. laughs> I knew it was matchsticks. I knew it. Just me and a bag of Sour Patch Exploders. Little Alex Trebek and a Daily Double. I'm a happy man.
Sean Jordan, would you like, not for emetophobes, and that's movies with copious amounts of vomiting, or some assembly required, and that's a movie that has two or more of the Avengers in it.
the actors who currently play the Avengers. And, you know, by Avengers, I do not mean Sean Connery and Uma Thurman. No.
Oh, it would be so amazing if that were the secret.
Sean Connery was the bad guy. Who was
Ralph Fiennes? Oh, Ralph Fiennes was?
Ralph Fiennes?
Yeah. Wasn't Ethan Hawke in that? No? Just making that up?
What are you guys talking about?
I never saw it.
I
don't even know what you're talking about.
Okay, be quiet. Or, this is a category I love to bring out when we've got some solid players, the asparagus pee category. And that is where... I was suggested by a gentleman named Asparagus P on Twitter.
Get out of town.
And that is where I read the entire review, and then the bidding begins. So theoretically, everyone knows the name of the movie at that point, and then it's just a game of who can get the most negative names.
Let's do that.
It's a great
game. I've never heard you do that before.
It's fun.
Well, I don't know. I mean, shit just got real,
my
Portland.
Asshole. I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
You're going to love this.
I just like being called a solid player. I assume I'm one of them, so thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, so I'm going to tell you how many names there are first. That'll be fun. I'm going to say bless you to the person in the audience who could... Where's the Claritin? Here's the Claritin.
Yeah. I remember your shithead. Don't worry about it.
Oh, you wrote a shithead on the back?
It's all right. I got it, bro.
Okay, he's got it.
I already got it.
Thirteen names.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it's from 1980, and Leonard gives this movie 4 stars.
What category did he go with?
This is full review.
Read the whole thing.
All right. I'm gonna read the whole review, Graham. And 1980. Then, and then the bidding starts with Sean, and then goes to you, Graham. And the year is 1980. Smashing sequel to Star Wars. Manages to top the original in its establishment of leading characters' personalities, truly dazzling special effects, and nonstop spirit of adventure and excitement. Story threads include a blossoming romance between Han Solo and Princess Leia, the cosmic education of Luke Skywalker by the mystical Yoda, an uneasy alliance with opportunistic Lando Calrissian, and a startling revelation from Darth Vader. This review is spoilery.
Yeah, it is. Is the last word, don't go see it? Because you know what's up.
1997 reissue included 3 minutes of additional footage. Full title on screen is Empire, Star Wars Episode 5, Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, dog!
What year again?
You don't just say the
sequel is called Return of the Jedi. How many names?
What was the year? I don't know, man. Negative one, I guess.
Negative one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's going to Graham? Is it Hannibal or Graham? What's up, punk? Why is it so quiet? This is the one time you guys don't tell him what the movie is?
There's nothing to say.
Negative three.
Oh, he says three.
He said that like he's not sure.
Now, Sam is in a position.
Give me a point.
Sam is in quite the position.
Give me a point.
What?
If Graham has to go and he gets it wrong, I get the point, right?
You don't get shit. You're out of it.
Huh? Oh, shit. I thought I always think it goes backwards.
Yeah, right. No.
There's a nice way to say that, but.
You get all those Rice Krispie treats with bacon.
Goddamn right, and I get this bakey thing that I get.
Well, Graham, here's the position I'm in. If I say name the flim, and you do, you're gonna win. If I say name the flim and you don't, I win. But I don't like winning that way.
It's a hollow victory.
I think it's a hollow victory. So negative four.
So you're gonna bid four names?
Oh! And this way, I'm going to give our dear friend who's never played the game, Hannibal Buress, a chance to win the Leonard Maltin game the very first time he plays.
Listen. Yeah, because how... You
I don't want to win that way.
Yeah.
Say
it. Yes! Yes!
Say it, because then I get a point.
Because if you bid five, he'll say name it, and then we'll have a four-way tie because you won't be able to name it.
Ooh. Unless Yoda counts as a real actor.
Negative six.
Pandemonium, Portland! Pandemonium!
Negative six.
Oh, that was real gangster right there. That was real gangster.
And I had it all worked out.
That was that was real cold-blooded.
What did I just say? What does that mean? What does that mean?
So Hannibal, really I'm gonna go ahead and say name that movie and the six people. Go for it.
The six people. So we just need starting from the top.
Wait, first just to name the movie, Doug.
No.
Yeah, read the description.
We've established Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, all right.
Star Wars Empire Strikes Back is the movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now, do I have to name them in order of billing?
Who's the top person who got top billing? We'll go one at a time till you can't do it anymore. Because you got to get to six of them.
I couldn't even name six.
Seems like
in the
kind
movie.
Of a foregone conclusion. Where are you going?
I'm out of the game. I don't care
what you are.
Jesus.
I don't fall for those Jedi tricks. You can't give me a Jedi mind meld. Good try, Obama.
I have no say in this, so what I know means nothing.
Who's the top billed person in Star Wars?
James Earl Jones.
That's incorrect. It's Mark Hamill.
Hamill, Ford, Fisher, Jones?
Hamill, Ford, Fisher, Billy D. Williams.
Ooh. Graham, you would have won. Ford,
yeah, then fucking Fisher. C-3PO. Mm. Shit gets crazy.
Yeah.
Then just the guy in the Darth Vader costume.
David Prowse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then just the
he
guy
was in
the Chewbacca.
Orange.
Then the guy in the Chewbacca costume.
Peter Mayhew.
Peter, yeah.
Then the guy in the R2-D2 costume.
Billy Barty.
I'll take it. Then the guy... That was Kenny Baker. Then the guy who's the voice of Yoda.
Frank Oz.
Yeah. Then the guy who's in that old man costume as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah.
Should have gone negative 11.
We've got a four-way tie on our hands.
Yeah. Denise.
We got 6 minutes to settle this shit.
Uh-oh.
And then once we're done today, Graham is going to have his stuff out in the lobby, and of course I'll hang out in the lobby for pictures and autographs and whatever you want to do. Not whatever you want to do, but you know what I mean. and hopefully the other fellas can stick around, but I know people have other obligations and shows to do and stuff. But let's play one last round of Leonard Maltin to decide this thing.
This is it, guys. You got the maximum amount of rounds possible.
Yeah. And so since Sean just challenged Hannibal, we'll start with
Graham
and go to Sam, right?
Yep.
No. Because it was going, oh no, go to,
yeah,
well, it was
go.
Coming this way. It was already coming at you just now. Oh no, it was going the other way, you're right.
I don't know.
Yeah, so we go to Sean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew.
So wait, Sean picks it or I pick it? And then it goes
you pick, and then it's going to go to Sean.
Got it.
Sean's going gross protocol.
Yeah, dude.
I have never been this cold indoors.
Yeah.
I am directly under this. My hands
I just threw my hood on to get in his mind like that, psyching him out.
Okay, Sam is cold, you guys.
Yeah.
I'm so cold.
I realize I haven't really seen a lot of movies.
This can be a very introspective podcast. Like, the guests can come on, and it really opens their eyes to what they've been doing with their lives.
I've seen.
Okay, Graham. We've got someone called 70 Meters, all spelled out on Twitter, suggested greatest movie ever, Bold. Bold. So that's movies that have bowling in them. Recently celebrating a birthday on March 9th was a young man named Emmanuel Lewis. And even though his birthday has passed, I've kept the category in because I love it so much. The films of Emmanuel Lewis. And then your third option is called Wreck-It Ralph, and that's Bombs starring Ralph Macchio.
Man, that was great. Oh, that was really good wording.
That's another. That's been three really good category names. Like, they're all good, but those, like, there's been three in here that are fucking just.
I'm going to go bowling.
All right.
I think you should stay and finish the game. And you get to pick which bowling movie you want from 1998 or 1996.
Mm. Oh. Mm.
98.
What are you bummed about?
People are bummed by every decision we make up here.
I heard somebody go, yes!
2.5 stars from Leonard for this movie.
Okay, 96.
From 1998, he says that, he says that it's a most agreeable cast. And he says that one actor is a standout as Jesus. And he lists 13 names.
What year?
And the year is 1998.
All right, let's go big. -2. See? Loves the pants.
Yeah.
Loves the pants.
Easy, Steven Tyler. I didn't say my answer yet.
Yeah. For the listeners, Graham just put his foot on the table.
And it was glorious.
That's all it takes to get a rise out of him.
Yeah.
Sean?
Name it.
Ah, boo.
All right.
Oh, fuck off. It's someone's going to win on this one, so I'd like it to be me if he doesn't know it.
I might not know it.
Why play a game if you don't want to win the game? Like, it's fun until it comes down to winning. I want to fucking win the game, so I hope.
Play. Swing
play
out,
to win
man.
A game.
I love it. I'm going to say Big Lebowski. It's Jeff Bridges and John Goodman.
That is correct.
Oh. Who's next? Julianne Moore?
Yeah.
Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore was third.
Steve Buscemi.
His foot's back
and,
up on the table.
Durning?
Peter Stormare.
Yeah. Okay, I never could have gone five.
I would have messed it up. I would have messed up those names.
Late David Huddleston. Anyway, he did it. Let's hear it for him. Graham Elwood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to say that?
No, you won. So they don't get a name of shithead. Sam, who are you playing for?
I was playing for Jess, but I got her.
Oh, you got it. Here, write it down for me.
Oh, no, there we go. He's bringing it back.
Okay, cool. Thanks, dude.
Hey, how does Jess...
Did you take one? He took one.
Wow.
Two of them. He took two of them.
Those expired in like 2004. That was
I can read it still. I can read it.
That makes it into dope.
If they expire in 2004, man. They're not going to stop him from having a baby.
How does
like
Leonard Maltin give that movie 2.5 stars? That's my question.
I know.
That.
Crazy, right?
Okay, look. Have you met Leonard Maltin? Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Where's Denise
man
at?
Man is not like nudity, drug use.
You come up here, we need a shithead from you. Oh, it is. Oh, wow.
Crazy.
What is it? It's a lot of words, right? Okay, I got it. Yeah. And yours is on
Rachel.
A card? Yours is on a card? That's very considerate.
Her name, the girl's name's Rachel, that I'm playing for.
Okay. And Rachel cannot spell.
Huh? Bitch, what?
I'm going to read what she wrote, not what she thinks she wrote.
Don't listen to him, Rachel. You're a winner. You know how to bake. Are you pointing at your husband? Is his fault?
Okay, well, he can't spell. Where is...
Georgia's
there
right
go.
There.
There you go. Yay! Congratulations, Georgia. You get a bag of my laundry. And, as always, thank you guys. Portland is always a fun place to do shows, and we really appreciate you coming out. And one more time for all of my guests, Sam Levine, Hannibal Buress, Sean Jordan, Graham Elwood.
Thank you so much.
Wait, you guys. Quick plugs. Anybody got plugs?
Yeah, I will be headlining the Improv in Hollywood April 12th, Hollywood, California, and all my tour dates are at grahamelwood.com, as is my podcast, Comedy Film Nerds.
And Sean Jordan, what do you got plugged?
Bridgetown Comedy Festival, April 18th through the
21st. Yeah!
It's going to be fucking awesome.
Yes!
Fun it's all over festival. The Hawthorne Strip, so go. It's going to be fucking sick. It always is. So it'll be really, 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 really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hannibal, what do you got coming up besides Aladdin Theater tonight?
Aladdin Theater tonight. Sold out, but I think we released some more tickets. And then I'll be in Indianapolis and Cincinnati and St. Louis, April 11th, 12th, and 13th. So check it out, HannibalBurris.com.
Cool.
Virginia Beach in May. And just hanging out.
Sam, what's going on?
You can see me on Kevin Pollak's Chat Show every Sunday. We're back with new episodes April 15th. Our guest will be Paul Feig.
Ooh, and, director of Bridesmaids.
If you have any interest in seeing the rest of the episodes of my canceled show, Do No Harm, move to England, where the BBC will be airing them all. Thank you.
Move to England.
And I've got shows coming up in San Diego, Seattle, San Francisco. I'm only playing cities that begin with the letter S from now on. And all of my dates are douglovesmovies.com.
Saskatoon.
Yeah. And as always, Avril Lavigne is a shithead.
Doesn't even know how to spell Lavigne.
People who told me the Oz Great and Powerful was a good movie is a shithead. And hipster stripers are a shithead.